Welcome to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and this podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is Your Weather.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, May 3rd, and I'm meteorologist Kelly Bairn. We've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
I am so good. I am so pleased that it's May. My birthday is in May. I'm a Taurus person, so I'm excited. I'm excited for the month. It's a good week.
Yeah. Astrology. Yeah. Woo.
Yeah,
we saw a nice weekend of weather. Also, I know you're a big sports guy. The NFL draft was over the weekend. Were you watching that at all?
I caught part of it, and I had to as a Bears fan coming out of Chicago. And then we had, you know, all weekend the sports team, Adam, Marcus, you know, Travis, they were talking about all the big moves that the Seahawks had done. So it was an exciting weekend. For the Bears, they finally drafted a quarterback, which they desperately needed. And there was all the rumors that they were trying to trade for Russell Wilson back a couple months ago.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And,
I remember that.
And it didn't pan out, but they drafted a really, you know, talented quarterback. So very excited for that.
Cool.
Yes.
So I'm not really a big sports person. Seahawks fan, though. I'm from Seattle. So Russell Wilson is not moving. Is he still on the Seahawks?
He's still with the Seahawks. Yeah.
I
think they patched things up. There might have been, you know, maybe some small turmoil there, but it seems like seems like they're good to go. He's not coming to Chicago, at least. I know.
Nice.
That. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The Bears will have full. I guess they got a good player, but they won't take that win on Russell Wilson.
No, not this time. But we'd have to give up a lot for him. Not the same.
That's
like
true.
To get Russell Wilson, you have to like pretty much sell your whole team. So it was nice to do that. Yeah.
Nice. You know what's funny? This morning you ran a story on, I think it was something about COVID vaccinations, and I learned that the mascot in Bend, Oregon, the Bend High School mascot, are the Lava Bears.
Ooh, okay. I've never heard of a Lava Bear.
I haven't either. It makes sense, though. You know, there's a lot of mountains, the Cascades are out there, some lava around.
Yeah.
So the Lava Bears, huge fan of that. I wish I went to Bend High School.
That is an awesome mascot.
It is.
I would love to just see the image or the graphic of that.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Well, Kelly's a big Bear fan, so that's like right up your alley, too.
Pacific Northwest Bear all the way.
Did you know that you would love Lava Bears?
Well, you know, I think it ties into all of my mountaineering and climbing of the volcanoes, so that is my team. I don't know if they're good at sports. They have a big sports section, or, you know, if they have a lot of sports teams, but I'm a fan, so loving it.
That is great.
Awesome. Well, before we get into our forecast, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Keep Oregon Green for partnering with us to bring you this week's podcast. So I think, you know, talking about wildfires will be a big thing as we move throughout the summertime. So, you know, it's always smart to keep Oregon green and do your part.
No doubt. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. We love Oregon. So Oregon, our Oregon. That's when the phrase is there. And you got to love that.
And this week, I think we're tracking some rain, finally. And that is after finishing off April on Friday last week with the driest April ever on record. That is just
so dry.
Just so dry. It really impacted our drought across the state. Now 97% of our state is experiencing some form of drought. And really, that's just setting the stage for possibly a bad wildfire season. So I really don't like to see that stat. But that's something that went down in April.
Yeah, we're really hoping for some rain here this May. I don't think it's going to be enough to really bring us back to where we should be for our spring rain totals, because we usually keep, you know, March, April, and May, our meteorological spring, we keep those stats. And between March and April, it was, I think, maybe the driest start to our spring here in Portland when you factor both of the months in. And so now we are, what, 66% through spring, and as far as the meteorological spring goes, and we just have May left. And last year we had 2.21 inches in May, and that was below average. We'll see what we can get this year. At least we have some rain in the forecast this week. That's a start. Let's just kind of start.
Yeah, let's just rain in. Come on, let's bring the rain in. Yeah. You know, it has been interesting. I was looking at some of the stats that you came up with, Joseph, and the last 7 May months in a row have all been basically below normal. There's been some months that are close to the normal amount of rain for the month, which is 2.47 inches in May, which can still give us some wet moments. That's a good amount of rain. But the last 7 years in May have been below normal. So
yeah,
I wonder
some
how...
really low. Some yeah. really low. Like 2018, we didn't even have 0.2 inches.
Yeah.
And then 2015, we had barely over 0.5 inch of rain. So we don't want to pair that type of month this year.
After dry April. Not good. So there's still room in this month to get some healthy showers that, you know, can douse the forests and, you know, kind of help with the drought that we're seeing now. And as we look towards the end of the week, there's a chance that we see a larger system finally rolling in to bring us some rainfall. So that's some good news there. Otherwise, kind of a dry start to the week.
It is, yeah. And I just want to throw out there's been some very wet Mays on record. I think we've hit 5.55 is the extreme for May. That was in 1998. And then not too far back, actually, we had 2013, we had 4.75 inches. So it's possible that we can get a decent soaking. But you're right, we finally have some rain in the forecast. Maybe a drop or two this afternoon and evening with this weak system moving on through. But I think we'll probably have to focus on Thursday or Friday for some more measurable rain here in Portland.
Yeah, that's right. So in my forecast for today, starting out cloudy.
Yeah.
Just a pleasant cloudy day. But the afternoon, evening, as just a weak front rolls in, there's a chance that we see some sprinkles around Portland. Same goes for the coast. So, you know, I was telling folks, you don't really need a rain jacket today. I think the rain that we see will be very light and quick. But a chance just for some showers through the second half of our day on Monday. Then we kick out that weather system. We're drying right up Tuesday into Wednesday. We'll also pair that with some warming, too. I was very shocked to see yet another 80-degree day possible heading into this week.
Yeah. I mean, we had a handful in April. We have an opportunity to see 80, I think, on Wednesday, maybe in a degree or two above. It kind of looks like there might be some clouds hanging through the region on Wednesday, so maybe a filtered sunshine, but temperatures do warm up. Sometimes, like, this kind of feels like it should be our first 80, you know? Like, okay, right. We made it through April. This is maybe our first 80 of the spring season, but nope, it's going to be like number 4 or 5.
Number 4, yeah. That's right. I was looking back, so April gave us 3 80-degree days. The warmest day last month was 84.
Wow.
So we've already seen, you know, several days reaching the 80s. Average number of 80-degree days in April is just one day. Mm-hmm. So we saw 3. The average number of 80-degree days in May is around 4. So,
oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, we're kind of getting to that time where 80 degrees isn't out of the question. We may see it more frequently or more throughout the month of May. So, yeah, chance for one on Cinco de Mayo Wednesday when we warm up.
Yeah, people are going to love that. People are going to love that. You know, it'll be nice. You could hang out outside, have dinner, you know.
The margarita.
Enjoy it. Yeah, enjoy it. If you can have a margarita, enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. You were saying some clouds kind of start to work in through the afternoon on Wednesday. So I was seeing that too. Like we may start out with sunshine for the morning on Wednesday, but then we see those clouds thicken a bit throughout the day. But still, good chance we hit 80 degrees on Wednesday. And then we get to Thursday, and it's kind of nice to see a stronger system shaping up to roll in by the end of the week. So we could see some late week rain by Thursday with some unsettled showers continuing throughout the weekend.
Yeah, I had wrote an article that you could catch this morning on Coin talking about how it's kind of a seesaw week, you know? We're starting here in the 60s, going to 70, going to 80, going up, and then we just kind of drop right back down to the 60s. I mean, maybe even upper 50s, I think, on Friday, maybe? Behind that system, there may be some cool air, and with that unsettled cool air, we may have a thunderstorm or two.
Right.
So that's something that we'll keep an eye out for. But yeah, we're kind of up and down this week. It truly is like a spring week with rain.
Could see some active weather on Friday. So that's something that we'll watch. You know, Thursday system brings us the rain. We see that drop in temperatures, but it's that cold air behind the cold front that could help to develop maybe some scattered thunderstorms or just some very heavy downpours through Friday. So that'll be fun to forecast. I think Friday could be the active day of the week. And then the weekend, you know, off and on rain showers just kind of linger. As temperatures drop from the 80s back into the low 60s or so at the tail end of the week. So, yeah, it's basically a mixed bag of weather. We kind of get it all this week.
Yeah. You know, it's something to keep an eye out for, hopefully not a strong rain shadow forming up, which would bring some of our rain totals down. As we've mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I mean, it's dry. We need rain, so I'm always a little hesitant when I'm looking at the systems that arrive that we don't end up with a rain shadow here in the valley. That just really squashes our rain totals. But weather models have been hopeful that we're going to have a decent amount of accumulated precipitation Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at this moment, it does look fairly wet Thursday through the weekend. But models do tend to decrease the amount of rain, at least the forecast rain totals, as you inch nearer to the event happening. So I would hate to also see the rain just decrease, because right now it does look like a fairly juicy system coming in, which is what we want to see. So I hope we do get a nice rainy day. Interesting thing I saw on the internet. Do you know what a pluviophile is? It's a weather word.
I'm not familiar with that.
So a pluviophile is someone who loves the rain.
Okay.
And I thought that was a really cool word.
That should be very fitting for people out here.
Yeah. A lot of pluviophiles probably live in the Pacific Northwest because we get rain all the time.
That's
so
great. Hey, you hear that? If you're one of those people,
yeah,
let us know.
I feel like I'm a pluviophile. It's kind of a hard word to say, but interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a fun one. Well, not a bad week. I think if I was to choose a day, Kelly, to be my favorite, I'm just going to go with Wednesday. Bring it on.
Okay.
I'll take the warmer day. I'm going to go with the warmer day. Cinco de Mayo, right there, middle of the week, my Friday.
Oh, yeah. So that's your day for sure.
It's an easy choice for someone like me.
Are you going to celebrate, do anything fun on Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo?
We'll see. Yeah, I might have a meal. I might have a meal and maybe
Fiesta.
A drink. We'll see.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. I will go with Tuesday.
Ooh,
not
that's a
too
good one too
hot. Yeah. I think we'll see the most sunshine on Tuesday as well, because we're kind of building up some high pressure. It's before the clouds start to push back in on Wednesday. It's warm enough out there. It's dry. I'll probably be out running. So that's my day for sure.
Yeah. We're excited for the rain. There's no doubt about that. I guess I should mention, too, I know Astoria's had a really dry spring, so even bringing in the rain for the Oregon coast is going to be very helpful, even if, you know, we don't see a robust, you know, band of precipitation here in the valley. Even the coast getting the rain is going to be very helpful. So we're excited for that as well. But some sunshine here or there is always nice.
Yeah. So I think the first half of this week, make some plans outdoors, and then by the end of the week, prepare to see some showers. So all the pluviophiles rejoice. This will be a nice week as we see that system rolling in.
It is, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and this podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.